In 2012, Washington State voted to regulate, tax, and legalize marijuana. I was for it. Well, the evidence keeps coming in. Our new approach is working. Month by month, tax dollars are going to schools and police, not the drug cartels. Wasteful arrests are way down, DUIs are down, drug prevention programs are getting funds. Strict regulations are working. Here, it's really better already. It's your vote, not mine, but it's working here.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
Yeah! The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world, and it's got to be 13 days away until we legalize marijuana in the great state of Oregon, the great state of Alaska, and the District of Columbia. We've got medical marijuana in Florida and Guam. We got 11 cities in Michigan, 13 cities and counties in California, 2 cities in Colorado, 2 counties in New Mexico, all voting on marijuana reform, and you can catch our live coverage on election night, Tuesday, November 4th, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time, our regular start time. We'll be with you counting down the polls as they close from east to west and giving you the latest updates on marijuana reform. Make sure you check it out, 420radio.org, Marijuana Election Night 2014, Tuesday, November 4th, right here on 420radio.org. On today's show, oh my God, have we got a great show for you today. Last night, I was out at the Great Oregon Pot Debate. It was sponsored by Portland State University and streamed and broadcast live on our local ABC affiliate, although it was on the digital.2 channel. But still, it was broadcast and will be rebroadcast on Sunday on our local morning TV ABC news show, whatever it is here in Portland. I don't watch it. But wow, what a debate. It went 90 minutes. Only the first 60 minutes were broadcast. The rest was streamed. But it went 90 minutes, and it featured Inga Frykland and Richard Harris. Inga is a former prosecutor. She's a LEAP speaker now here in Oregon. Richard Harris is the former Oregon Director of Substance Abuse and Mental Health Treatment, against District Attorney Josh Marquis, we all know about him, and Dr. Ronald Swertzler, who's the Chief Medical Officer for the Serenity Lane Drug Rehab Clinic chain. And my God, folks, the sparks flew at this debate. We'll be bringing you highlights here in hour one, and then stay tuned at 4 p.m. Pacific, replay at 7 p.m. Pacific. We'll bring you the entire debate uncut right here on the Russ Belville Show. And folks, for our first hour, oh my God, the highlights you're going to see. First of all, there was an introductory video for the entire debate that kind of set the tone. And once again, the mainstream legacy media just can't help themselves but use pot puns. So you'll get to check that out in our Behind the Headlines segment. Then we'll move on to drug war data mining, where Dr. Ronald Swertzler, the rehab doctor, claims 5 infants have died from marijuana in the state of Colorado. Oh my God, 5 deaths. Well, of course, that's not true whatsoever. And you will be very proud of the Oregon audience and how they reacted to that. We'll bring that to you in drug war data mining. Then in our half past, we are going to be beginning a new segment here on 420 Radio's Russ Belville Show. Every other Wednesday, we'll be visiting with Doug Fine, the acclaimed author of Too High to Fail and Hemp Bound, for our Hemp Day Hump Day segment. We'll be talking about hemp and what's happening in the world of industrial hemp every other Wednesday. Doug joins us at half past. And then at the end of the show, time for a radical rant. You'll get my question that I asked live at the debate. It was on the stream. It was on the TV that was called by Jeff Mapes, a reporter from the Oregonian, quote, the question of the night. And I am really, really happy this made the air. And videos for all of this. Also, everything you see on the show today are available as shareable video clips from my YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.com/radicalrust and pass those around, or catch them on my facebook.com/radicalrust, or follow my Twitter feed, you guessed it, at Radical Russ. We're back with the 420 Radio News right after this. Stay tuned for the headlines.
Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio, turning red states and blue states green.
Voting yes on 2 will allow doctors to recommend the medicine they feel will ease the pain and suffering of thousands of sick Floridians. Yes on 2 allows medical marijuana use under the strict supervision of a doctor, only for debilitating conditions and diseases such as cancer and MS. 23 states now keep government and politicians out of the doctor-patient relationship. And it's worked. Vote yes on 2 and trust our doctors to do what's best.
Hemp Beach TV, featuring Blazy and Max from the secret hemp beach in Florida. Replaying Fridays at 12 Pacific.
I don't care for marijuana, but I do care about my family and their future. The system's not working now, so I think I'm voting yes on 91. Now, one small mistake getting caught with a little marijuana can ruin a life. A record, can't get loans, jobs, or credit. That's wrong. Measure 91 will regulate marijuana and generate tax revenue dedicated to police and schools, and let police protect us from serious crimes. Yes on 91 is a better approach.
It's time for the 420 Radio News, covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Transcripts of 420 Radio News are available daily on our website at 420radio.org.
Now, here's Russ Belville with your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
This is your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. Uruguay's leading opposition candidate said on Wednesday he would try to repeal much of the country's groundbreaking marijuana law, which permits the commercial production and sale of the drug, if he wins Sunday's presidential election. Quote, "I will keep the law's articles that allow users to grow their own cannabis at home and authorize smoking clubs and repeal the rest, in particular, the state's commercialization of the drug," end quote, centrist candidate Louis Lacalle Pou told reporters. The presidential candidate for the right-wing Colorado Party has publicly opposed the law. Polls show Lacalle Pou trailing the candidate for the left-wing Frente Amplio, or Broad Front ruling coalition, Tabaré Vázquez, who has endorsed the law. But with both men projected to fall short of an absolute majority needed for a first-round victory, they will probably go to a late November runoff where polls show them running neck and neck. Monday in California, a federal judge is scheduled to hear testimony from doctors that conclude that the war on marijuana is unconstitutional. Doctors Carl Hart, associate professor of psychology at Columbia University, retired physician Philip Denny, and Greg Carter, medical director of St. Luke's Rehabilitation Institute in Spokane, Washington, will testify Monday that marijuana, real name cannabis, is not the demon drug the federal government makes it out to be. Accepted science does not justify the listing of cannabis as a dangerous Schedule I substance, many say. Attorneys Xenia Gillig and Heather Burke write that, quote, "In effect, the action taken by the Department of Justice is either irrational or more likely proves that marijuana does not fit the criteria of a Schedule I controlled substance," end quote. Testimony for the evidentiary hearing of United States versus Pickard et al. Should last 3 days. Prohibitionist claims that marijuana use costs IQ points are freshly debunked. A new study out from the University College of London draws on a sample of 2,612 children born in the Bristol area of the UK in 1991 and 92. Researchers examined children's IQ scores at age 8 and again at age 15 and found, quote, "No relationship between cannabis use and lower IQ at age 15, end quote, when confounding factors, alcohol use, cigarette use, maternal education, and others, were taken into account. Even heavy marijuana use wasn't associated with IQ. Quote, "In particular, alcohol use was found to be strongly associated with IQ decline," the authors write. "No other factors were found to be predictive of IQ change," end quote. The UK study does find evidence, however, of slightly impaired educational abilities among the very heaviest marijuana users. This group of students scored roughly 3% lower on school exams taken at age 16, even after adjusting for confounding factors. The Associated Press reported on Monday that the State Health Department in Colorado was proposing to ban nearly all forms of edible marijuana to make it easier to keep children from overdosing. The proposal was one of several ideas presented to a state-sponsored working group considering safety regulations for the marijuana industry. But health officials quickly backed away from the plan after the AP article appeared. As the Denver Post reported, edibles account for nearly half of the state's cannabis business. Forcing all those soda and candy makers out of business or underground would be a head-spinning retreat for Colorado's world-leading legalization experiment. It would also seem to clearly violate the constitutional amendment, overwhelmingly approved by Colorado voters, to make marijuana in its many forms legal and to regulate it like alcohol. The city of Seattle has rules on its books demanding that businesses engaged in, quote, major marijuana activity, end quote, defined as growing more than 45 plants or having more than 72 ounces of usable marijuana on hand, get a license from the state. The catch-22? There is no such license to obtain for those businesses providing medical marijuana. Nevertheless, the heads of Seattle's finance and planning department sent 330 letters last Thursday to known marijuana businesses, writing, quote, businesses that have been conducting major marijuana activity since before November 16, 2013 have until July 1, 2015 or January 1st, 2016, depending on action by the state legislature, to obtain a state-issued license or stop conducting major marijuana activity. Any new major marijuana activity in Seattle must have a state license. If you began operating after November 16th, 2013, you were in violation of city law and can be subject to enforcement action. This has been your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. I'm Russ Belville.
420 Radio. Tune in, turn on, get hot.
I'm Pete Tutmark. I spent 33 years in law enforcement, from deputy sheriff to sergeant, working 10 hours a day protecting Oregonians. Last year in Oregon, there were 13,000 citations and arrests for marijuana. That takes time. Time better spent solving murders, rape cases, finding missing children. The system's broken. Measure 91 regulates marijuana for adults, so police have time to fight serious, violent, and unsolved crimes. It's about time.
Tokers, there's no good reason to get your dog stoned. While it might not harm them physically, imagine being a dog who already begs for treats all day, and then imagine that dog having the money.
Measure 91 means regulating and legalizing marijuana for adults, freeing up time and generating revenue so police can better protect us from serious, violent, and unsolved crimes. The system needs changing. Yes, on 91. It's about time.
Welcome back, everyone. 13 after the hour, and time for us to go behind the headlines. And as I mentioned, last night was the Great Oregon Pot Debate on our local ABC affiliate and held at the Portland State University in downtown Portland. And it was quite an amazing debate. We're going to play the full hour debate for you in hour two at 4 o'clock. But this hour, I've got a few different highlights I wanted to show you. And I wanted to start off with this highlight of the opening video. Now, they were doing a live telecast there from Portland State University. So most of us got in there fairly early, between 6 and 6:30. The local news anchor, Steve Dunn, who was the moderator, talked to all of us and let us know that it was a live event and that it would be beginning with a short video presentation. Participating in the debate were Inga Frickland and it might be Frickland, I'm not sure. Inga Frickland, I think, and Richard Harris, and they were representing the Yes on 91 campaign. Inga is a former prosecutor and a member of law enforcement against prohibition. Richard Harris is the former state director of addictions and mental health services for the state of Oregon. And then arguing for the No on 91 campaign, it was Josh Marquis, the Clatsop County District Attorney, and Dr. Ronald Schwartzler, MD, who is the chief medical officer for the Serenity Lane drug rehab chain. And in this opening video, it was also before we started the video, and I wasn't able to capture this part on film or anything. Steve Dunn, the anchor, as he was talking to the audience and introducing everyone, said, "And there'll be no smoking in here today, if you know what I mean." And so that kind of set the tone right there for how seriously some people in the media take this. And then judging by the video they played, you'll see what I mean as far as the pot puns and just the general tone of how the media still treats this as if it's some sort of funny issue when so many people's lives are ruined over marijuana prohibition. Here's the video from K2 News.
The state of Oregon is in the grip of reefer madness.
There's no need for this. It is about recreational use. It is about getting high.
I just like to smoke weed.
Are you smoking today?
Yeah.
If passed, it would be a radical change of course in the war on drugs. Some call it a retreat.
And I don't know how we got to this point. We've made such progress on drug prevention. Why would we want to get to a place where we're now promoting and advertising and marketing drugs?
To others, it's smarter strategy.
Treating marijuana use as a crime in Oregon has failed.
So far, two states, Colorado and Washington, have legalized pot. Is Measure 91 building on those states' success or just repeating a half-baked idea?
You know, in Colorado, they didn't really spell out the rules and regulations. They were going to deal with that later. But you see here in Oregon, in this measure, there's restrictions on advertising, restrictions on where you can sell marijuana, can't be within 1,000 feet of a school.
And right across the river in Washington.
It's been a long time coming, the allowance of recreational use of marijuana.
Critics who actually live in legal weed states feel they've been misled.
People are realizing that they voted for a full industry. I mean, industry in terms of, quote, big marijuana.
Only time will tell if those states made the right call on cannabis. So the question for Oregon, what's the rush?
We can do better.
K2 checked with two legal heavyweights in Oregon. Mark McDonald, former senior deputy DA from Multnomah County, and former Oregon Supreme Court Justice Bill Riggs, who has always voted against legalizing weed until now.
Let's say you're concerned about children or gateway drug issues or things like that. This measure covers those things, and quite effectively.
Both agree legal pot is inevitable, but not on whether Measure 91 measures up to what's best for Oregonians now.
The exceptions are so large that regulation will be meaningless.
The product is going to get turned into things no one could have imagined.
And that's what has some moms concerned. Cannabis that looks like candy to kids.
Do you want Fruity Pebbles look-alike cereals? Do you want lollipops and cotton candy and ice cream and soda?
Other moms aren't so worried.
This is what edibles will look like. They will be tested, they will be labeled, they will only be sold to adults.
If passed, Measure 91 would legalize recreational marijuana for adults 21 and older, allow the possession of 8 ounces of dried marijuana and up to 4 plants, and it would put the Oregon Liquor Control Commission in charge of regulating pot sales. The latest exclusive K2 Survey USA poll shows Measure 91 leading by 11 points. 48% will vote for legalized marijuana, 37% will not, 15% are undecided. Younger voters could be the ones who will decide if this measure will puff, pass. So where better to discuss this important issue than a college campus? Right now, K2 and PSU convenes to debate Measure 91. The arguments against: Josh Marquis, Clatsop County District Attorney; Dr. Ron Schwerzler, Serenity Lane Medical Services Director. The arguments for: Inga Fricklin, former prosecutor; Richard Harris, former director of Oregon Addictions and Mental Health Services. Asking the questions: Noelle Crombie, reporter for The Oregonian; Colleen Leary, associate news editor for the Portland State Vanguard; and Aaron Mesh, reporter for Willamette Week. We welcome you to Portland State University's Lincoln Hall Theater in downtown Portland for this very important town hall. Oregon's Great Pot Debate starts now.
And of course, you know, they have to have the smoky background, you know, going over all the videos so that we all know that we're talking about smoking marijuana. And young people will decide whether this measure is to puff, pass. And there was an audible groan in the studio audience there at Portland State, and Steve Dunn kind of looking sheepishly away from the video as that part came up. Media, look, you've got to start covering this issue with the seriousness it deserves. You undermine your own credibility every time you take the easy pot pun way out. There was a couple of others in the video that I can't remember off the top of my head, but that one is the one that really stuck out to me. We are talking about a situation where people's lives are ruined, where our forests are spoiled, where our money and treasure and resources are wasted. It's not something that should be laughed at. It's not something that you'd use puns in. You wouldn't make some gay pun about marriage equality if you were covering a debate on that. You should treat marijuana with more respect.
Illegal!
Well, not for much longer. Only 13 more days until we vote to make it legal here in Oregon. And then by December 4th is when the law will go into effect. And we will definitely, definitely bring that to you live at midnight the minute it happens. Stay tuned. We got more highlights from the Great Pot Debate. Dr. Ronald Schwartzler says marijuana kills infants. Next.
420 Radio, the world's voice of marijuana legalization.
How desperate is the No on 91 campaign to scare you about marijuana?
A couple of things that he talks about is the advocates of this measure, 91, want you to believe that marijuana has medicinal value, which is couldn't be anything further from the truth.
The truth is regulation is a better approach than prohibition. Vote yes on 91. This advertisement produced by the Russ Belville Show and is not sponsored or endorsed by the Yes on Measure 91 campaign.
Hemp Radio, replaying Wednesdays at 10 Pacific on 420radio.org. It was a nightmare scenario last May for one Southern Oregon woman. It's 4 in the morning and someone's trying to break in.
911 emergency.
My ex-boyfriend is trying to break into my house. He put me in the hospital a few weeks ago and I've been trying to keep him away.
But because of budget cuts, the sheriff's office is only open during weekday business hours.
I don't have anybody to send out there. So if he comes inside the residence and assaults you, can you ask him to go away? Or
he did break into the home, and he did rape and choke this woman. Meanwhile, it was announced that the Oregon Sheriff's Association made a $100,000 donation to the campaign against Measure 91, the initiative to legalize marijuana. So there's enough money to protect people from marijuana? But not rapists? Measure 91 devotes 35% of tax revenues from marijuana sales to state and local police. Vote yes on Measure 91. A message from the Russ Belville Show, not endorsed or sponsored by the Measure 91 campaign.
Arguing for the end of adult marijuana prohibition is easy because we have facts, science, reason, compassion, evidence, truth, and logic on our side. It is even easier when researchers catalog it all for us. Learn how to gather the facts on marijuana use, arrests, seizures, rehabs, drug tests, and more in this edition of Drug War Data Mining.
Welcome back, everyone. 23 after the hour. In the last couple of episodes of Drug War Data Mining, we've shown you information from the TEDS-A database at the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Archive. That's the treatment episode data set admissions, and it represents the public admits to rehab hospitals for what drug, what reason, and other data. And we've been using that to get you all the information you need on how many people go to rehab for marijuana. Well, that information came in really handy because of some of the statements that were made by Dr. Ronald Schwartzler, a rehab doctor who was arguing for the No on 91 campaign. Now, understand this audience was about 60-40. I'd say it was about 60% marijuana supporters, 40% that were opposed, and had been very calm and restrained, and I think maybe only had one applause break the whole time up till this point in the debate, which is about a half hour into the debate. Dr. Ronald Schwartzler talking about marijuana edibles in Colorado and why we've got to keep marijuana illegal here in Oregon.
Serenity Lane's Dr. Ronald Schwartzler for the No on Measure 91 campaign tells how marijuana kills infants.
I would like to concentrate on those edibles. There have been five infant children deaths in Colorado that have picked up these drugs from gummy bears, fruity pebbles, but five young infants have died. Now, if that's not catastrophic, I don't know what is. If you lose an infant child,
Three out of five adults in Oregon rehabs who were flagged for marijuana were referred by the criminal justice system. Only one in five chooses to go to rehab. There are more adults coerced into rehab by drug courts and the criminal justice system for marijuana than all cocaine and heroin users in rehab combined. Adults forced into rehab by the criminal justice system are more than one out of five of all adults in rehab. Yet they say we don't have enough drug treatment space for hard drug users who really need it. Measure 91 dedicates 25% of marijuana tax revenues to drug treatment, prevention, and mental health programs. It also opens up thousands of treatment beds by removing adult marijuana users whose only problem with marijuana was getting caught. Vote yes on Measure 91. This advertisement produced by the Russ Belleville Show and is not sponsored or endorsed by the Yes on 91 campaign.
That made me so proud to be an Oregonian that kind of reefer madness was immediately shouted down by the audience. And a little later in the debate, Josh Marquis tries to cover and say, well, nobody's died from marijuana, but the damage had been done. So much so that Dr. Ronald Swertzler today had to issue an apology, and it's on OregonLive.com/marijuana if you want to check it out yourself. But had to issue an apology and admit that nobody had died from marijuana in Colorado. And trying to find that story, let me see if I can find the link to it. Jeff Mapes just wrote it up before I got on the air today. Here it is. Oregon marijuana legalization opponent admits he was wrong about children deaths. And his official statement at the bottom here: after our conversation today, I realized that my statement about children's deaths in Colorado is in error. There have been admits to ICUs for children who have eaten edibles and were hospitalized. I was in error and deeply regret any consequence of my actions. As a physician, I make every effort to be honest with my patients and myself. When wrong, I try to promptly admit it and make amends wherever possible. Got to add that little, 12-step language there, making amends. Doctor, if you're going to get out and represent yourself as a physician, represent yourself as an expert on the subject, maybe you ought to study up a little bit on it before you get on our local television and try to scare the hell out of people with flat-out lies. Now, maybe lie is too harsh. Maybe he really believed it. Lie would say that he intentionally was lying about this. Maybe it was just a misstatement. Maybe it was ignorance. That's still no excuse. Dr. Swertzler, you need to recuse yourself from talking about Measure 91 from this point forward because your credibility is shot in this state. And you're not going to get this to disappear down the memory hole anytime soon. This video is online at youtube.com/radicalruss, and I encourage everyone to paste it on your Facebook and pass it around to show how mendacious the prohibitionists get when one-fifth of their business is in jeopardy.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with our Shoutcast stream for all internet-enabled media players. Go to rad-r.us/420shout or just click the Shoutcast icon below the live radio feed at 420.
I'm Lori Constantino, former chief prosecutor for the state of Alaska. As a retired law enforcement official, I know our current marijuana prohibition laws just aren't working. In fact, they've caused far more problems than they've solved. It's time for Alaska to take a more sensible approach. That's why I'm voting yes on ballot measure 2.
I'm Bill Parker, former Deputy Commissioner of Corrections in Alaska, and I'm voting yes on 2. For me, it's a matter of public safety. We have limited law enforcement resources, and they should be spent addressing serious crimes, not arresting thousands of Alaskans for marijuana.
And I'm Kim Cole, a local high school teacher and a mom, and I want to see marijuana handled in a way that actually benefits Alaskans. The marijuana industry should be managed by responsible businesses and not criminals. This means safer communities, revenue for the state, and jobs for Alaskans. I'm voting yes on 2.
This communication was paid for by the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol. Top contributors are Marijuana Policy Project, Drug Policy Alliance, and Thomas Cody Swift.
As part of your organization, Dan, you are essentially targeting 10 or so states for legalizing recreational marijuana: Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, Hawaii. What's your sense of why those states could be ripe for legalization?
Well, the states that you mentioned are most likely to do this legislatively. They don't have a ballot initiative process there like we do in Colorado and Washington, where ballot initiatives were recently passed, and like we do in Maine, California, Arizona, Nevada, and some other states where we expect in 2016 or maybe even sooner, initiatives will pass to tax and regulate marijuana.
And Reed, is it a sense that this could end up being another sort of coastal middle America divide or red state, blue state divide?
Well, aside from a few states like Nevada and Arizona that you just mentioned, every other state in that list has one thing in common: they have Democratic legislatures. And in those states, one of the big stories that we're telling at GovBeat is the divide between between red America and blue America.
Yeah.
Red America is restricting abortion and cutting taxes on everything, whereas blue America is legalizing gay marriage and legalizing marijuana. So here we see, again, that sort of patchwork nation. As you mentioned, it's the coastal versus the inland.
Our daughter Rebecca could have a seizure at any given time that could take her life.
When you have 200 seizures a day, she gets so scared.
I've learned a lot about the benefits of medical marijuana in the treatment of intractable epilepsy in children. We feel her saying to us, Mom, Dad,
help me.
When is this going to stop? Why don't you, my parents who love me, do something? And we can't.
Please help us help our daughter.
Our daughter Rebecca needs all options for medical marijuana, so please vote yes on Amendment 2.
The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life, conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult marijuana prohibition in our Cannabis Community Chat.
Welcome back, everyone. 31 after the hour and time for our Cannabis Community Chat. And we are starting a new segment here with author Doug Fine. And I think we're just getting his message machine, so I'm going to try to redial his number here to get him on the line. Doug Fine is the author of Too High to Fail, a critically acclaimed New York Times bestseller, and its follow-up, Hemp Bound, and is sought after as an expert on hemp industry, hemp issues, everything you might want to know about the industrial cousin of marijuana. And it's something we need to start focusing a little more here on the Russ Belville Show and within the marijuana movement in general. Everybody agrees that hemp should be legal. It's hard to find anyone who will argue with that with a straight face anymore in this country. And this industry we need to make sure that it is shaped for our needs, the needs of the people, and not taken over by agribusiness giants and ruined in some ways that we couldn't even possibly foresee. So we will be starting this segment with Doug Fine every other Wednesday. Unfortunately, it looks like we're going to have to start it two Wednesdays away because I'm just getting Doug's message machine on the line. Let's see. Doug, are you
Please
there?
Record your message.
Nah, just getting his message machine on the line. So I apologize for the inconvenience here. Apologize for the getting your hopes up for talking to Doug Fine today. We will get him in 2 weeks. Like we said, we just began this talking about this week. I don't know if he was unaware that it was going to start this Wednesday or maybe a couple Wednesdays from now. So my apologies. We'll get Doug Fine on in a couple of Wednesdays. In the meantime, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll have more highlights from the Great Oregon Pot Debate. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We're back after this.
To the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with the TuneIn Radio app for all mobile platforms. Go to rad-r.us/420TuneIn or just click the TuneIn Radio icon below the live radio feed on.
My name is Ryan Basil, and I work for a textile manufacturing company, and before that, I used to be a farmer. I am a supporter of Measure 91, the legalization of marijuana here in Oregon, but not only for that, for the legalization of industrial hemp. Hemp is related to marijuana, but hemp is not a drug, and we still can't grow it here in Oregon. Measure 91 will fix that. Oregon is a great state to grow hemp. We have the right soil, the right climate, and it's a great cash crop for Oregon farmers. Anywhere you can grow corn, you can grow hemp. Except no herbicides and minimal amount of pesticides are needed for this crop. The hemp clothing you see at the store and the hemp seed you see at the grocery store all comes from overseas and our neighbors from the north. That's money we could be keeping here in Oregon. Farming is a difficult business, and with a cash crop like hemp, it can make all the difference.
I'm Bobby Black, senior editor of High Times Magazine, and today we're going to show you how to do a dab. You're going to need a rig, a nail, a wand, a hand torch, a can of butane, some alcohol wipes or a rag, a bowl of water and some tongs if you're seasoning a new nail, and of course, some shatter or wax. If you're using a new nail, you'll need to season it before use to avoid inhaling any harmful polish or residue on the metal. First, heat the nail with a torch until it's glowing red. Next, smear some wax all over the head of the nail. If you don't have any extra wax to burn, water works too. Remove the hot nail carefully using the tongs and place it in the bowl of water. Repeat this several times, then place the nail on your rig, and now you're ready to dab. First, scrape or scoop up a hit's worth of concentrate with the wand. Beginners should err on the side of caution and prepare a smaller dab. Next, heat the nail with the torch until it's just about to start glowing. Let it cool for about 10 seconds while you grab the dab you prepared earlier. Begin to inhale slowly and smoothly as you gently touch the dab of concentrate to the nail. When there's no more wax on your dabber and the chamber's clear, exhale. Repeat as necessary. When you're sufficiently dabbed out, clean your wand by heating the tip for a second or two, then using a rag or alcohol swab to wipe it off. If there's any residual concentrate on the nail, burn it off using the torch to prevent sticky buildup. And that, my friends, is how to do a dab. For more info, including how to choose a nail and the difference between butters and shatters, check out our dab videos on hightimes.com.
I'm Mary Jane from High Times, and we're here with intrepid Alaskan reporter Charlo Green. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. Me sitting here is so epic right now.
We're so excited to present you with the Courage in Media Award tonight at our 40th anniversary party. And I'd just love to know how it's been in the month and a half since your decision to quit in that epic way.
I mean, it's been a complete whirlwind. My world has been turned upside down. Me and my team have just been working nonstop, hoping to make sure that we honor the position we have put ourselves in, kind of at the forefront of the marijuana legalization movement in Alaska, and making sure that we keep awareness just going, making sure everyone knows what is at stake on November 4th in Alaska. And then there's so much going on across the nation. Like I'm here sitting and talking with High Times right now. So what I did, it spread beyond my state lines. And so I'm trying to balance all of that. And it's hard, but it's so much fun and it's so exciting.
And have you spent any time in the states that have legalized? Have you been to Colorado and Washington?
I've been in both Colorado and Washington. And I mean, I went to Colorado back around 420. And that was insane, like to use a credit card to buy weed. I was over the moon for that. And just seeing how a lot of people are really afraid about what might happen next if we do legalize in Alaska. And when you go down to Colorado and you go to Washington, you see that the sky hasn't fallen, that there aren't kids just walking around smoking joints with their backpacks on or anything like that. Like, you see that not only is it normalizing it for the people that need it, and lifting the stigma for them, but it's allowing education to come in. So kids know, all right, I get it, but I shouldn't use it, just like with alcohol. So there isn't that cloak of mystery and that they're just going to go in and sneak around in and do anything like that. So I think that's something that I noticed. And then, of course, there's all the tax dollars that it's bringing in. A lot of entrepreneurs are making it, and police are focusing on more serious crimes. So yeah, that's awesome. Why shouldn't we see that in Alaska? Why shouldn't we see that across the nation?
On a personal note, what is your favorite strain to smoke?
My favorite strain is Jack here, the legendary Jack. Yeah. I mean, I'm hopefully, I never thought I'd be like cast in the whole kind of fighting for change, legalization, kind of pioneer sort of thing. But he did it first. He was one of the first people to really get out there and say, this is what I'm doing. This is weed. We don't need to be afraid of it. In fact, we should all embrace it. And so now here we are. Every time I smoke, one of his joints. I think of him and I think of what we're doing now and where we're planning on going. So Jack here.
Do you have any message for readers of High Times, especially those who are in Alaska right now who are going to vote on November 4th?
Yeah, make sure that you keep on sharing your story. It is so important that we all know this is common sense reform. This is something that should have been done so long ago, but we need to show up and vote. You need to talk to your neighbors. You need to talk to your coworkers. Talk to your family. Make sure that they know that you aren't any less of a good person because you smoke, that you don't deserve to go to jail because you smoke. Ultimately, if you vote no on ballot measure 2 on November 4th, you're saying that I and statistically half of Alaskans deserve to go to jail for doing something that is without question safer than smoking cigarettes or consuming alcohol. Show up, talk, get out and vote. It is our time, November 4th. And if you're in another area that has something coming up, you need to do your part and make sure that you show up and continue sharing your story and inspire as many people as possible to make marijuana reform real in your area so we can get this done nationally.
Man. My back is killing me.
Yo, have you seen a doctor?
I've seen doctors, I've seen back specialists. Nothing helps.
Whoa, have you seen her? Mary Jane?
Tell me about it, stud.
I got pills. They're multiplying, and I'm losing control. All these doctors, they keep prescribing. It's so terrifying.
You better cheer up. I have a bad plan, and it's no longer taboo. You better cheer up, 'cause another medicine, and those pills haven't helped you.
Nothing left for me to do.
You're the love that I want. Yes, so too. The love that I want. Yes, so too, honey. The love that I want. Yes, so too. The one I need. Oh, yes, it's we.
You're too shy for something new. You should try this medication. Break the taboo.
Wow! I better shape up, 'cause I need relief.
You need relief, something for your chronic pain.
I better shape up, I really do believe.
You really do believe
that there's so much to be gained.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure, sweet Mary Jane.
You're the love that I want. Yes, so too. The love that I want. Yes, so too, honey. The love that I want. Yes, so too. The one I need. Oh, yes, it's we. You're the love that I want.
You are the love I want.
Yes, so too. The love that I want.
You are the love I want.
Yes, so too, honey. The love that I want.
You are the love I want.
Yes, so too. The one I need. Oh, yes, it's we.
You're the love that I want.
You are the love I want. Yes, so too. The love that I want.
You are the love I want.
Yes, so too, honey. The love that I want.
You are the love I want.
Yes, so too. The one I need. Oh, yes, it's we.
You are the love I want.
Yes, so too. The love that I want.
You are the love I want.
Yes, so too.
Honey,
the love that I want.
You are the love I want.
Yes, so too. The one I need. Oh, yes, it's we.
You're the love that I want.
Hey, everyone. The laws aren't going to change unless we get out there and vote.
When do we vote?
November 4th!
That's Steve Burke from South Beach, Miami, with his parody of You're the One That I Want. That's available on YouTube. Just look up Steve Burke, B-E-R-K-E. You can pass that video around to your friends if you so choose. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we've got more highlights from the great pot debate. Josh Marquis lies and then punts when we return.
In the interest of fair and balanced journalism, the Russ Belville Show presents the anti-drug public service announcement of the day.
Answer the following questions by raising your hands.
Are you a teenager? Have you smoked weed? Do you smoke more than once a week? Do you have IQ points to spare? Scientists from Duke University found that teen marijuana use permanently reduced IQs by 8 points.
Thanks for your participation.
This has been the anti-drug public service announcement of the day. To cure this sort of reefer madness, listen to the Russ Belville Show every weekday on 420 Radio.
Drug treatment doctor Ronald Schwartzler from the No on 91 campaign explains why to vote yes on Measure 91.
There is no adolescent treatment, by the way, in the state of Oregon. You cannot get your adolescent treated. You almost have to wait till they're 18. By then, the damage has been done.
Measure 91 devotes 25% of marijuana tax revenue to drug prevention, treatment, and mental health programs. Get the facts. Vote yes on 91. This advertisement produced by the Russ Belville Show and is not sponsored or endorsed by the Yes on Measure 91 campaign.
Handle the truth.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
You have offended my family.
Hey, this is great, man.
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
I know nothing.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
We don't need no stinking budget.
Down the century, you have slurred the meaning of the words, we, the people.
Be warned, this is not your mother's marijuana.
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical Rant.
Welcome back, 48 After the Hour, and we continue our coverage of the Great Oregon Pot Debate, and we will play the entire hour debate in its entirety, which is redundant, I understand. we will play the debate in its entirety at 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock also replay time, so 4 and 7 Pacific or 7 and 10 Eastern if you want to catch it. It's also online on YouTube. I think I passed the link through my Radical Russ Twitter account. And we'll be rebroadcast here in Portland on Sunday morning, and we'll make sure to tweet that out as well. So follow at Radical Russ if you want that kind of information. Now, earlier we played the video where Dr. Ronald Schwartzler claimed that 5 infants had died in Colorado from ingesting gummy bears, which he has now retracted officially on the Oregonian. But and he was called out. He was called out by the audience, who openly shouted lies and wanted the source. Well, Josh Marquis also blatantly lied about Measure 91 last night. Unfortunately, it's one of those more technical things where it's not the kind of thing where people are going to shout lies and ask for sources. That's my job. So here I've got a video for you of Josh Marquis claiming that Measure 91 is a free-for-all that has no limits whatsoever and will have pot shops on every corner and the sky will fall and terrible things will happen. So here we go, Josh Marquis from last night's debate at Portland State. District Attorney Josh Marquis for the No on Measure 91 campaign has not read Measure 91.
There's nothing in there about how the things are going to be packaged like you've seen.
Section 7, paragraphs 1 and 2A grant OLCC all the regulatory authority over sales and production.
There's nothing that says how it can be marketed. There's nothing that says how many hundreds of stores there can be in Portland.
Section 7, paragraphs 2F and G grant OLCC authority to regulate and even ban marijuana advertising. Section 29, paragraph 2A grants OLCC authority to limit the number of pot shops in a city or county.
And in fact, it's a two-pronged thing. One is, has the OLCC, which has done such a great job of keeping alcohol out of the hands of teenagers.
Teen drinking dropped from one-half to one-third in the last 7 years.
We'll regulate marijuana for commercial sale, but then completely unregulated and untaxed, people will be able to have 8 ounces of marijuana, which is about 400 joints.
Section 6, paragraph 1 only allows 8 ounces of marijuana in the home if one is growing 4 plants.
We actually rolled it to find out. A pound of edibles, an ounce of hash oil, 72 ounces of cannabis liquid, which I never even heard of, and each household can grow 4 plants.
Oregon has the same public possession, edibles, and liquid limits as Washington, and lower home grow, home possession, and hash oil limits than Colorado. Measure 91 has taken the best from Colorado and Washington laws and improved them. Learn the facts. Vote yes on Measure 91. This advertisement produced by the Russ Belville Show and is not sponsored or endorsed by the Yes on Measure 91 campaign. And that video, of course, is available on my Radical Russ YouTube channel. So youtube.com/Radical Russ. If you'd like to pass that one around, I think it's important because they keep hammering away at this. Oh, my God, it allows 8 ounces. And they need to be corrected that it only allows 8 ounces in the home. And that's with you growing 4 plants. So that if you harvest 2 ounces per plant, you're not automatically a criminal come harvest time. Plus, it allows us to give marijuana away to each other, too. So if you over-harvest, you can then give some to someone else and still be under your limits. So this fear-mongering and outright lying about Measure 91 not containing any limits, if anything, it's a technical lie because it doesn't actually specify a hard limit on the number of stores, but gives the OLCC all the power it needs to set up any hard limit it wants to set up. So it's very disingenuous of Josh Marquis to keep hammering away at this idea that Measure 91 is some sort of free-for-all without any sort of limits. Now, the other thing that was very exciting, you know, I followed Kevin Sabet around this state to 7 different appearances. And at each of the appearances, people were allowed in the audience. They didn't let people ask questions directly over the mic or anything. Because, you know, they didn't want it to get out of hand. Kevin Sabet's learned his lesson. If you let people talk about marijuana, they will, and they'll usually make you look bad. So they allowed people to hand in cards, little 3x5 index cards, and you could write your question on that. And at each event, I wrote my question down, hoping it would get answered. And it didn't get answered at the first few events. So every time I rewrote the question, I tried to hone it in just a little bit better, try to make a little bit more accurate, and hoped that it would eventually get asked. So it never did quite get asked, although I did ask it of Kevin Sabet personally when we were having a little chat in LeGrand, but it never got asked at the forums. So at this event, the K2 live audience was allowed to ask on the microphone a question of the people in the debate, and I availed myself of that opportunity to ask him my question, which again, I had whittled down from 7 different writing attempts of it through the Kevin Sabet tour. And as I was told by Jeff Mapes of the Oregonian, who's the senior political reporter for the state's largest newspaper, he said it was the question of the night. And as far as applause breaks go, it got the most applause of the night. The second most applause was when Josh Marquis admitted that Oregonians grow better marijuana than Mexicans. And I was really, really proud of this moment and just so excited that it made the TV broadcast. The video is available at my Radical Russ YouTube channel, again, like the others, if you'd like to check it out. And again, stay tuned for the end of this show at 4 o'clock, top of the hour. We're going to replay the entire debate uninterrupted in its original form. So you can't accuse me of taking things out of context or editing it funny or anything like that. You'll get to see the entire debate coming up next, 4 o'clock Pacific and 7 o'clock Pacific. We'll replay it again as well. And for those of you here in Oregon in the Portland area. It will be on our K2 channel, which is channel 2 over the air. It's like 702 on the satellite dish and the cable, I think, something like that. But you can find it. It's the ABC affiliate, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific time. It will be rebroadcast. But now I present to you my question at the debate, the question the No on 91 campaign cannot answer. And now, the one question the No on Measure 91 campaign cannot answer.
Love getting our questions from the audience. We have another one. Go ahead, sir.
Mr. District Attorney, I'm a 46-year-old Oregonian. I've been smoking marijuana since 1990 because I found it worked better for me than the alcohol that was killing me. I'm self-employed in my own home, so I don't affect the workplace. I have no children, so I don't affect the children. And I don't even own a car. I take public transportation everywhere I go, so I'm not affecting the roads. If Measure 91 is to fail, do you recommend that I continue buying from criminals? Do you recommend that I grow and become a criminal? Do you recommend that I go to Vancouver, buy, and bring it back and become a criminal? Or do you recommend that I cheat the medical marijuana program?
I promise you they're not cutting into your time, Josh. Go ahead,
I'm going to let a doctor answer Mr. Belleville's question.
All right, go ahead, doctor.
Cheating the medical marijuana business. You know, medical marijuana is still there. All physicians that I know are in favor of it. Now, if you've got a medical problem, maybe, I don't know what your problem might be. Is it a, so why do you need a drug?
Because I enjoy it more than alcohol, sir.
Okay, you've got a right to do that. But
my father was an alcoholic, and I figured I didn't want to go down that road.
Yeah, but it's still an addicting drug. Maybe you're one of these patients who won't get addicted, but 10% of the population will. But you're part of that won't get addicted. And I can't speak for you or for those people. But what I do speak for is those that can get damaged genetically and environmentally.
So the 91% of us who don't have a problem should continue to support a criminal market.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's the only option you're leaving me, sir.
Smoking is the quickest way to get a drug in your brain, isn't it? 15 seconds it takes. Why do you use a drug? You use it to feel better or to not feel bad. Why do we need to do that? Why can't we? Anxiety and stress are normal things in life. We need to problem solve instead of using a drug to numb our feelings.
Do you recommend alcohol prohibition?
No. No, this isn't about alcohol.
We're going to move on to it. Thank you for your question. I do appreciate it very much.
No matter what you think about marijuana, it's here. 314,000 Oregonians age 21 and older use marijuana every month, and 108,000 use nearly every day. Keeping marijuana illegal does nothing to deter use, but it does enrich cartels, criminals, and kids who deal. That multi-million dollar business pays no Oregon taxes. The two best-selling pot shops in Washington State aren't in Seattle, they're across the river in Vancouver. Why let our Oregon money pay Washington taxes? Marijuana is never going away. Let's take the crime out of the equation. Vote yes on Measure 91. It's about time. This advertisement produced by the Russ Belleville Show and is not sponsored or endorsed by the Yes on Measure 91 campaign. So there you go. That is the question that the No on 91 campaign did not answer. I did not get an answer from that doctor. He told me that, you know, drugs are bad and kind, and stress is normal, and you should just learn how to cope with it and kind. But I do have a right to drink, apparently. He said I do have a right to that. So if I can't cope with stress, it's okay if I take the worst drug that's legal. The bankruptcy of prohibition is becoming more and more readily apparent to everyone out there. The Berlin Wall of Prohibition is crumbling, and Dr. Ronald Schwartzler and Josh Marquis stand with Governor George Wallace and all the bigots, the homophobes, the segregationists, the anti-miscegenationists, I can never say that word, with every person who's ever stood against the march of history and the arc of justice to be on the wrong side of history and to continue to oppress people who don't deserve it.
This is the Russ Belleville Show. The Russ Belleville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
That's all the time we got for today, but stay tuned. The full one-hour debate is next. I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us, and until next time. Take care of each other, Tokers.
Come in, and they'll see you, man.